This is your Concordia All Sports Concordia leader.
The 18-yard box, Sarah tries to bend one in, and that is the winning goal, ladies and gentlemen. Better late than never for the Bulldogs for a double overtime victory. Bulldogs 3, Tigers 2.
Koopski. Guys, welcome back. As you all may know, I'm Wyatt Kuby alongside my partners, Graham Frisky and Eric Cumley. Guys, it's good to be back. I know it's been a week, but it's been a long week.
It's been a long week, but there's a lot to cover, and we're looking forward to discussing. There's a lot of hot topics coming out here, mostly with all the fall sports. They're wrapping up, and playoffs is upon us.
Yep, that is right. Eric, you got any words of wisdom for us?
Good luck to everyone that's going to continue playing, and good luck to everyone that has just finished.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's start off with men's soccer. Had a heartbreak 1-0 loss against Dakota Wesleyan, and that brings Concordia to a 10-5-2 record. And, man, that was a disappointing loss. I mean, the goal for Dakota came in the 32-minute mark of the game, scored by Joel Sanchez, and apparently Concordia couldn't come back to that, and a disappointing loss.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for them. Thing is, though, they're in the tournament, so for GPAC, and that's kind of the big thing now. So they've struggled down the stretch. I mean, we've talked about the injuries that have hampered them. Only three of their starters have played in every single one of their games. So a bulk of their starting rotation have been out. They've missed a game or two due to injury. So hopefully this will be more of a clean, refreshing state. And they're in the tournament. They're in GPAC. So hopefully they can just get back into their mindset and get back into their winning ways. Thing is, though, so this is now their eighth consecutive season where they've won 10 games in a year. So props
pretty
to them.
Impressive. That's really good.
Props to them, but they started out 9-1, so a little bit of concern.
Yeah, a little bit, but still not bad of a performance, not bad for the season. So they will face Hastings in the GPAC playoffs. Concordia will come into that game ranked 6th in GPAC. Hastings will come in ranked 3rd. Hastings with a record of 13-2-2. They're the team to beat right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Hastings is going to be one of their most feared teams in this conference and in this play, so it'll be interesting to see what will happen in the playoff picture, but hopefully we can get our guys to get going and to get some fire and to build into this postseason and make a run.
Yeah, that's a tough loss against Dakota Wesleyan, but you just got to look at the next game, especially coming into the tournament. You just got to look at Hastings, and I believe they beat them. Hastings beat Concordia.
Yeah, Hastings beat Concordia in the regular season.
That's tough to beat again. A team two times in a row in a single season. I think Concordia can do it, but this will be a tough game, and it'll be a great game.
I agree. I have faith in Concordia. I feel like that they're going to have fresh legs, and they're going to bounce back and have a great one at Hastings.
The thing is, though, Hastings, they went 9-2 in GPAC, and they're only the third seed. That just tells you how good this conference is. Go out 9-2, and you're only third? Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
That shows you how tough GPAC soccer is. It's hard to describe because I guess it would be SEC of football. They're really, really a really good conference in soccer. In GPAC, you see that, where all the teams are good and they're tough battles and tough losses. They're just really, really good teams right now.
I'm just curious, who is 1-2? If they're 9-2...
You know, I wish I knew that information off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'd have to more digging. But
I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing their two losses were to 1-2.
Oh, I'm definitely
sure. Yeah, I would assume so.
That's crazy.
I mean, at one point, I think Hastings was top dog.
I mean, first it was Concordia was that top dog, and then Hastings beat them to move Hastings to number one.
Yeah, and honestly, I feel like since that Hastings loss, it's been a little downhill for Concordia. But again, they're dealing with a lot of injuries. They've went 1-4-1 in GPAC play, after their hot start. So, again, I don't know. I don't really like this spot if you're a team in that area because you start off hot, but then you're cold, and then that momentum is still there. You're still trying to get some traction, but really, at this point in the season, you should have that traction. So, I'm a little worried for our boys, but I think that they can. I do have faith. I think they can play. I think they're a great team. They just need to realize they are a great team and they can play and they can take down tougher opponents. Hastings, they lost earlier, but it was a fun competitive match, and I think they can bounce back in this. And so this is the time to shine for Concordia, is to prove everyone wrong that they can still deal with the adversities of injuries and go through teams like Hastings.
Oh, agreed. And continuing with soccer, women's soccer won two straight. They beat, what was it, Doan 3-2 in double overtime. Oh, man. Who had that winning goal?
It was Michaela Twitto, I think.
Michaela Twitto with the winning goal against Doan. That was last Wednesday. And then this past weekend, Concordia beat Dakota Wesleyan 4-1. And that puts Concordia at a 6-10-2 regular season finish. All six wins came in GPAC play for the girls. Just want to point that out. So great turnaround after a horrible start. And they're in the playoffs. They're in the GPAC playoffs. So they're number six in GPAC. They're going to Jamestown. Jamestown is 12-6, and that game will be Thursday at 7 p.m.
And I just want to point out, too, so that overtime win against Doan. So that was the seventh overtime game that they've played this year.
Oh, my goodness. That just tells you how tough GPAC is.
Yeah, there is
that
aspect.
That tells you how tough our girls are.
That, too, yeah.
I was about to say, just imagine how conditioned you've got to be. And get this. So they also play double overtime. So as we mentioned, the win over Doan was second overtime. They have played a total of 13 overtime periods. just about every game that's gone into overtime, they play double overtime.
Holy cow.
Like, heavens. That's, like, insane. I can't imagine. I mean, at this point, if you're a player, you're that exhausted. I mean, you know, how much
I have more respect. I have more respect for our women's now. Like, after hearing that, I actually think they can use this momentum, use this ride, and get GPAC champions. Like,
yeah, this is good because if you're a player on this team and you went into 13 overtime periods, you're thinking, what team is tougher than us? I don't think there's very many teams that are tougher and that are willing to go into 13 overtime periods.
Yeah, no kidding. The thing is, though, this is GPAC, and we mentioned that this conference is tough. So if they want to get to the NAIA tournament, they have to go through a bunch of tough teams.
Yes, and last year, I think it was either quarterfinals or semifinals for GPAC. The women's team went into double overtime as well, and ended up going in deeper in the playoffs, winning that. But I mean, it's gonna happen. I mean, there have been times where teams go into shootouts to win. Men's soccer last year quarterfinals, they went to a shootout and won to advance into the semifinals. So it goes deep. It goes really, really deep in these playoffs. Both teams don't want to back down and don't want to lose. Ooh, this is going to be a tough ride.
It's going to be a tough ride, but coming in at the sixth seed, they do not have any home games. I mean, unless if 7 and 8's upsets.
Yeah.
But it's likely that Concordia, that they have played their last home game of the season. That also goes for men's soccer, too, so because they're also ranked six.
They're also ranked six.
So it is possible that soccer does not have another home game at Bulldog Stadium this year.
Yeah, and I just want to bounce back to the Dakota Wesleyan win. Four different girls scored each four goals for Concordia in that win. Yeah, so, I mean, four different girls scoring in each in that game, that has to send a message right there.
That also shows that they don't have just one distinct shooter and scorer on their team.
Yeah, you are right. Like, they're very versatile when they're at full strength. And I think they showed that in the last two games, scoring three goals against Doan and now scoring four more against Dakota Wesleyan, that's impressive. I think I read that it was their highest scoring output in two games combined all season.
Well, it's the highest output that they've scored all year. I mean, as far outside of the Dakota Wesleyan game and the Doan game, they have not scored more than three goals in a game.
Oof.
So there is that aspect to it. So they're playing hot and recently, which is great. And rolling into the playoffs, that's what you want.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you want to ask for. The thing is, though, this is the first time since 2015 that Concordia was not able to earn a top four placement in the final conference standing. This is the first time they have placed 5 through 6.
Okay, but
essentially not a home game for the first round of playoffs.
Very true, but also it's a new coach. And for him to make the big turnaround point in the season to get them even into the playoffs in the first place says something. Like, this team is not ready to back down just because they have a new coach and had a horrible, rough start. This team is looking good. I think they can advance. And with their hot streak right now, going 4-1 against Dakota Wesleyan, who's not a bad ball club, you know, I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive how he has turned the season around because, what, was it the first 5 games they were outscored, what, 13-0? I mean, they were shut out their first 5 or 6 games.
Yeah, something like that.
So for them to turn around this point of the season is it's great.
It is. All right, we're going to move on. We're going to go to volleyball. They are still ranked 17th in the nation. They play at Northwestern. Northwestern is ranked number 1. They have not lost a single game this year.
Yeah, good luck to our girls volleyball. I don't know about this one.
I have a feeling it's going to be a tough one, but I have hopes. I have hopes.
This is going to be a test for them and see how good they really are, to see how much of a team that they can pull together, and they know what they need to do and they just need to do it.
Agreed. This is going to be probably their toughest game yet.
Oh, definitely.
In terms of season-wise.
Yeah, definitely. And as far as volleyball goes, though, for this team, they are guaranteed the 3rd spot in GPAC. So right now they will have their first home game in the playoffs. The thing is, though, for this team, as far as Northwestern playing, I don't know how much. I really don't know how much they're going to give into much of this effort. I mean, they're 22-4 as it stands right now. A huge, huge upgrade from last year.
Oh, it is. And they're playing really, really, really good games. But, you know, as you mentioned, their record 24-4, was it?
Yes, 24-4.
That's saying that we can win ball games. This is going to be the toughest game yet. I think they're going to handle themselves well. I think they're going to prove that it's not going to be a quick 3-game sweep. No, I think it's going to come down to the 5th game. Like, it's going to be a really, really tough one. I honestly hope and think that our girls can pull off the upset, but it'll be a tough one. It'll be a really, really good
one.
It'll
definitely be coming down to the 5th set and just them having to pull together as a team, like I said earlier. But this contest and this test for them is going to be their biggest that they've faced all year. And if they can get it done, this is a really high point going into the tournament.
Yeah, a name to point out for this team, Emmy Noyd. So she is this is her last year. She's a senior on this squad. And she is averaging 3.46 kills per set. So, I mean, she's doing an incredible job up front for the Bulldogs right now. And she's definitely saved her best season for last. So the Bulldogs, they're having career years from a bunch of different girls. She stands out, Emmy Noyd. And she's doing really well. And it'd be interesting to see how she can carry and help this team go through and to play into the playoffs. So as we mentioned, they are right now 3rd. They will host a game.
All right. Sounds good. We also had a GPAC Defender of the Week. Marissa Homerman got to give props to her. I mean, that's tough to get a GPAC Player of the Week, but, hey, she did it. She did it.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, congratulations.
All right. We'll go to cross country. They're headed into the GPAC Championships. And Coach Beisel has high hopes for both these teams.
Yeah.
They're looking really good this year, and hopefully they can hit a high mark, hopefully win the whole thing, and we're going to go find out.
Well, for the women's team, there is no excuse for why they shouldn't. I mean, they've showed time and time again that they are a national tournament contending team. I mean, they're definitely GPAC. They definitely are GPAC leaders. I mean, a lot of people in the GPAC conference look up to Concordia and their girls' cross-country running team. They are 17th in the nation. This is a historical women's team. As for the guys, they're hoping to place top four, but they're hoping to place top four, but only top two go. Mm-hmm. So as far as making the national tournament, they really have to push themselves.
They do, but also it's a better season than last year for the men's. It may not be like leaps and bounds better, but they're at least 1%. They're getting 1% better every day, and they're proving it on the track. I guess I don't even know what you call it, the course. Yeah, the running course. I need to get more into cross country, to be honest. But you know what I mean? Like, they're doing better. And if they're hoping for top four, heck, aim for top two for all I care. Well, like,
yeah, and what's great for this Concordia men's team is that a lot of this talent is young. Sophomores are shining. Juniors are shining. They're going to be around for next year. So perhaps maybe not this year is the expectation, but next year definitely. I know there's also some freshmen that are showing through and making a breakthrough. So this is definitely a great young program, and Beisel did a great job recruiting.
He all props to Beisel, man. I want to get him in for another interview. Like,
dude, that guy is awesome.
He is awesome. He is probably the best coach you can have for GPAC. He's always communicating to every single one of his runners. When track season hits, he has over 150 of them. There's a ton of them, and he keeps in touch with every single one of them. And he's just he has a great personality and wants to invite people to come to Concordia just for the experience and the atmosphere that he brings. And what did he say? Me and Graham talked to him last year, and he said something about if there's a weak spot in a certain area, he goes heavy recruit in that weak spot. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he did that with the cross-country team and did a really good job with it. You know, and I have all but high hopes and high praises for that coach.
Yeah, he has done a tremendous job with the cross country team and the track and fields team. So definitely it's going to be both of the cross country and the track and fields teams have kind of staggered out in this decade. But I mean, towards the later part of the decade, when Beisel has taken over at the helm, he has transformed this team and into his recruiting, into his training, and now they are top contenders. So this is going to be an exciting program, and as long as Beisel is here, the program at Concordia should flourish. I would see.
Agreed.
I would have no reason to assume why it wouldn't.
Agreed. You know, and track season's coming up. Track and field is coming up in 5 weeks. They get their intramurals. That's not right. Inter squad. That's what I'm talking about. Inter squad starting in 4 weeks, and then they have a big meet coming up at the Walls Arena or the field house coming up in 5 weeks. So they're getting ready, and they're looking good, and hopefully they'll be able to – the women's hopefully can repeat GPAC champions and keep that streak rolling. All right, now off to football and tough loss. We played Midland at home and lost 27-7. We are now 3-6. We have no shot at the playoffs.
No, that was over a while ago.
Well,
good point.
And not only that – you guys have a really tough.
We're facing number one Morningside.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, Coach Dab has high hopes. Coach Dabakow says if we can. Us? Yeah, why not us? Why can't we be the team that beats a number one? You know, and if he's drilling that into the starters, then yes, we can beat Morningside. But it all depends on how our starters and second team looks at that and how they think that this game's going to go. You know, it all – the coaches can say whatever they want, but it's how the players think it. And if our team can have the mindset that we can go out and beat Morningside, I feel like we can beat Morningside.
Well, not even that, but, if they have the thought in their head, we have nothing to lose. Let's just go out there and do what we do best and just get it done. And if they can have that mindset, then – I don't know. I don't know Morningside very well, but
well, just know this: they won the national championship last year and are mainly ranked number one every year.
Hey, why not us?
Exactly. Why not us?
Yeah. Why not Concordia? The thing is, though, Concordia has played these guys how many times? Last victory came in 2003.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Concordia is gonna need
2003. I think that was the last time we came close to another GPAC title.
Yeah.
2001 was our last. 2003 was our closest.
Yeah. So this football team, but I mean, this is the final game, right?
Oh, yeah. This is our final game. We're done.
Yeah.
It only gets worse from here. We have off season. You don't want to know about off season.
Hey, look at it this way. It's rebuilding. It's going to need a lot of patches for next year.
On the bright side, our receiver group is young.
That is true. All of our receivers are coming back.
And it looks like our running backs have high hopes. And finding we got a couple good ones coming back that we think will.
Jonah Ryan is a really good running back. He's coming back.
Devin Ziegler.
Devin Ziegler. Hopefully Corey comes back.
Yep.
He's also a good one. Two freshmen.
High hopes
out
those
of those.
Two.
Big high hope to look out for you guys is that you guys did fantastic defensively.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, top 20 in really any category you name.
I mean, if
points against, points, sacks, you know, tackles for loss,
turnovers.
Yeah.
Like we have
so
a really
also
good defense.
You also gave up a lot of turnovers there.
We did too, but that's offensive fault. That's not our fault.
That's not defense.
That's your fault.
That might be on the
sorry, Eric. Well, you're on the offense. Still your fault. I'm on the defense.
I'll say that might be on the quarterback. 9 interceptions the last 2 games.
So. Yeah, unfortunately, he's not playing the best he can, but hopefully he can turn it around against Morningside, and hopefully we can get it done. All right, and that'll do it for this episode of the Koopski. Thank you all for joining and tuning in with us. As we mention every time, please email us anything, your thoughts, your comments, what we should improve on, and that's at cunekubski@gmail.com. Again, that's cunekubski@gmail.com. Yeah, it's fun being here with y'all. I'm glad that I can do this with you, and we get the chance to do this through the Sower. Shout out to the Sower. Say right now. All right, Instagram. Follow us on Instagram at cunekubski. Check us out there. Also follow the Sower. They're also on Instagram. Thank you all for joining, and see you later. We're out.
Bye.